I think there's better uses for that money. I think I'm not sure that's what it was intended for. And even they're not even sure they think that it'll be okay to do that. But I think if you're going to think it's okay, you probably should make sure before you use it.
You've spent a lot of time on that board. And what kind of needs do you see out there, or things that you think that money should be spent on instead?
It's COVID relief. And there's a lot of people still hurting, small businesses that couldn't stay open and now are having trouble finding help, and people that lost their jobs and, are having enough trouble. Now they're going to be getting evicted because the moratorium is over on that. And part of that is I feel sorry for the renters who couldn't collect rent during that time, either the landlords. So there's just all kinds of small businesses that are still hurting. And instead, we're going to go, because our bid was higher than we thought, we're just going to put it towards the jail.
The board is saying COVID is what caused the increases in the cost for the jail.
Good luck. I think probably, COVID probably did cause some of it. But I think the bigger cause was the weather down south, where all the building materials are made and being shipped up here. Last year, Louisiana got hit by 2 major hurricanes, and then they had the freezing sleet and the snow down south in Houston and through Louisiana. I think that did as much damage as COVID did as far as the prices going up. You couldn't just get your supplies in.
You have a background in law enforcement, Marty, being a former police officer. Do you think, I know there's been concern that maybe Woodbury County doesn't need that big of a jail. Maybe there are other alternatives to help people who are arrested or who maybe have drug issues that lead them into crime or mental health issues too.
Yeah, my biggest problem, and first of all, we do need a new jail. There's no doubt about that. And if you're going to be building, I guess build it bigger than what you need. Unlike the last time when they built it so small that it was over full a few months later. But I think part of the problem ought to be looking at how to not have people thrown in jail. People with addictions, people with mental health, and just kind of the default, they turn them all over to law enforcement. And they're not the people to deal with those issues because they only have one option. You throw them in jail. And that's not where those people need to be. I think we should be looking at some alternative programs. And you could probably use COVID money for that. Find some alternative programs to keep people that don't belong in jail that need help, get them the help they need, and not overflood the judicial system. The one thing I'm amazed about is that we're even taking it. I mean, I know that board, and I know the majority of them don't even believe there is such a thing as COVID. So I half expected them to just refuse the money. So I was kind of glad when they didn't, but I didn't expect it to go towards the jail.
When it comes to COVID-19, how do you think the response has been? Do you think that political viewpoint, having an all-Republican board, elected board, do you think that viewpoint has impacted what kind of help and what kind of response we've seen here?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the people aren't the first concern, and that's what bothers me the most. I think we're looking for other excuses to move on around it.
And what kind of excuses would you say?
Well, like I said, to use the money for the jail. And when I was on there, and you hear a couple of them say there is no such thing, it's all a hoax. And I just shake my head and say, come on. Because I still believe we need a jail. I mean, I'm not against the jail project at all. But I just think right now it's being funded wrong.